What's up, guys? Welcome to the Whoa Podcast.
Whoa Podcast.
I can't believe, dude, I actually fucked that fucking, I fucked up that fade out so bad. But what's up? We got me and Chris and Birthday Yo. Boy Cave and a very special guest, Phil.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Đúng má này thằng mấy trắng.
Trời tề, trời tề mà còn đôi chứ.
Ôi dồi ôi, dồi ôi, chỉ sợ sợ đều đôi dồi.
Chỉ tề mỗi cái mà đó ta bạn.
So we have Cave translating Mandarin
to Phil.
Yeah, from Phil to us to from to yeah.
Chết rồi, sai rồi, ta cái mày đâu rồi.
Oh, yes.
Phil's Chinese.
I am not Chinese.
That's my bad, man. Didn't mean to, do that.
That's offensive.
Yeah, because you're Vietnamese, right?
He's Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you fucked with my grandpa pretty hard. Fuck you.
Yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Now he's dead.
It's what he gets from not hiding in a hole in the ground.
So we have Phil on. He's pretty good at hiding in trees.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, kind of don't want to do this anymore because I basically just got Chinese right off the bat.
Yeah, that's my
pretty
bad,
fucked man. Up. You basically just called me a Jew.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, hang on. Nothing is worse than being called a Jew publicly.
Well, exactly. Yeah, no, because being called Chinese is just being called a Jew, but.
Yeah, Asian. Chinese people are just like Jewish but Asian.
Yeah. Well, at least they're not. At least I didn't call you an Indian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
being Chinese is just like being called small.
What? No.
Sorry, what?
What?
You're the one that's fucking small.
And we're off.
Hell yeah. We're rocking beers. It's Cave's birthday today.
Happy birthday, yes, man.
He's oh, thanks.
He
thanks,
turned 30
Phil.
Today.
Yeah, hope it's your last.
Thank you.
How old are you?
25.
Congrats, man. Congrats on your 25th.
I'm going to come say hi on my biplane in China.
He's not.
That's
in
funny.
He's in Vietnam.
I don't even live in China, buddy.
Yeah, you live in Norway, right?
No.
Yes.
Slight course correction. I'm going to take my biplane straight down to where Phil is in Norway.
Norgay.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, hot white women here, and I'm all into that white pussy, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean by white pussy, yes.
You guys are allowed to have guns there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not allowed to have guns in a lot of places. Like Chicago.
Like a school.
Yeah, school.
You can take
Chicago.
School, I think.
You know, the ghettos.
Where else are you not allowed to have a gun? Probably
malls.
I don't know. Walmart.
College Family campuses. Courts, apparently. Turns out.
Can you supposed to have a gun when I'm selling insurance at State Farm?
Yeah.
Movie theaters.
Gun insurance. Yeah.
Yeah, you put up a little bit of, you put on a little bit of makeup, and practice your Second Amendment right, and suddenly everyone's to freak out. They call you toxic masculinity. You know what I mean?
I get support from the drag queens.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy about the Aurora shooting specifically was all of the Jews canceled their general admission ticket to see The Dark Knight. So they knew.
It's gonna say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, damn, how funny would that be if just any time, the Sandy Hook shooting, like all of the Jewish parents kept their children home from school?
Yeah.
Imagine how disappointed you'd be when you make like a badass like Perturbator techno playlist and you get into the theater and there aren't any Jews there.
Some alt-right person being like, did you know that Dylann Roof didn't shoot any Jews in that Black Baptist church?
Yeah, what's up with that, huh?
Yeah, all the black Jews decided to stay home that day.
Dylan Roof
stay
is
home
tight.
From your Sunday service.
I like Dylan Roof. He's a cool guy.
Do you think they let him vote this year?
Probably. He got Burger King.
Yeah, everybody's entitled for a vote.
Yeah, because I don't think he's in a state where, like,
unless you're illegal.
Dude, who do you think he voted for?
Kanye West, for sure.
The one that doesn't want to take your guns away.
Joe Jorgensen?
Mm-hmm. I want to take everyone's guns so I can have them.
Dude, that would be so cool to stockpile every weapon in the world.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to do? You know what I mean? You have all the weapons.
Exactly.
You can do anything you want. They let you do that when you're famous.
They let you do anything when you're famous.
Yeah. What's more dangerous, 100 people with one gun each or one guy with 100 guns?
Exactly.
100 guns.
I don't know if you had 100 arms, but, like, you know.
Yeah. Not everybody has that.
Yeah.
I have that Jeff Bezos thing with the arms that extend out so I can hold multiple weapons.
Dude, I wonder who Jeff Bezos voted for today.
I guarantee he voted for Kanye West.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sick. If, like, right before, like, a bunch of billionaires just endorsed Kanye West because they're like, yeah, we can totally fucking.
He probably voted for himself.
Writing in Jeff Bezos,
yeah, something he would do.
I wrote in Wish Kamala. Wrote in Kamala, yeah, and Kamala. Lizzo.
Isn't she like a pop singer or songwriter?
Yeah,
yeah. She's the other member of BTS.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hate just anybody that's not me.
Michelle Obama is in a BTS, black transsexual.
Yeah,
black trans.
Michelle Obama with the dick is amazing.
Michelle Omaha, she's from Nebraska. Michelle, oh mama, she's having sex with you.
So Phil,
now her wife, face she does have fucked my up. Wife does have a penis. There's nothing Michelle, wrong with that.
I'm phone
Michelle, no her. Drama. She's hosting one of those parties everybody promotes on Instagram.
Yeah.
Michelle Ohana, she's in that Pixar movie or whatever.
It's Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
The craziest thing I heard about Michelle Obama is that she was putting testosterone in all the school lunches so that all the kids grew penises.
Ohana means the N-word. Just go to a Hawaiian person and be like, yo, Ohana. I was like, what?
Whoa,
you just call me?
Yeah,
you have to be Hawaiian in order to say that, and they'll dap you up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they give you dirty looks and throw you.
They throw coconuts at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I leave the resort, and you know, I get cornered by a building. I'm like, hey, oh, chill, Ohana, chill.
all the Hawaiian people just grab like watermelons, bananas, just start throwing them at you. You're not allowed to say Ohana.
I thought it meant family. They're like, no.
It's okay, bro.
Yeah, everyone,
that was Walt Disney's last racist wish.
Yeah.
Everyone in Hawaii is just tired all the time. That's why they sound like that. What, you can't say that? No. They're just lazily throwing giant fruit at you.
Yeah.
No, you can't. They have such amazing upper body strength because they toss watermelons constantly.
Well, it's also they play the ukulele.
Yeah.
Cuz they're all fat as shit and they play the ukulele and throw watermelons at white people who say Ohana.
Belong in Hawaii, bro.
Have you guys ever been to Hawaii?
Hawaiian shirt? No, but do you know how good I look in a Hawaiian t-shirt?
I mean, if you're like a Boogaloo boy.
It's cuz you're fat. No,
it's because I'm fat.
No, Boogaloo boys don't get to take the Hawaiian shirt.
No, that's fat guy stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think are a lot of the Boogaloo boys overweight? Maybe.
No, they're proud militia members.
They're libertarian militia members, I think.
What's funny is they're not even alt-right. They are just libertarian. They literally just hate the state and want every government official to die.
Yeah. Which I think is cool. I think that rocks. Yeah. I just don't like that they have children sex slaves that come around with them. Because that, like, ruins the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, they have that?
No, I just think it'd be funny.
No, they have sex slaves.
What? Yeah, no, I'm assuming they're libertarian.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm making a joke. It's a bit.
I know. I was just kind of like doing some research or whatever, trying to figure out
if that's an organization you want to join.
Yeah, you don't want to meet or whatever.
How to get into the Boogaloo Boys.
Do they have the sex kids or no? And it's like, well,
are they hiring?
How to join Boogaloo before 9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think if you voted, they're not you're not allowed to join the Boogaloo Boys.
Well, looks like I'm joining the Boogaloo Boys.
Damn. I knew I should have brought my anthrax with me.
Putting resin in the ricin in the mail-in ballot.
Oh, Phil is right there.
Oh, bro. Chill out.
Do not bring up rice around, and that is not okay. Yeah.
What's wrong
putting a bunch of Uncle Ben's in my mail-in ballot. How weird is it, though, that the face of rice is a black man?
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Uncle Cracker or whatever?
Uncle Ben.
Yeah, whatever.
Uncle Ben. Isn't melanin worth more than gold?
Yeah, at this point in America.
That's why they suck all your nutrients out if you get melanoma. They sell them to sex traffickers.
I saw someone yesterday say that they were an unmelanated voice, and I want that. I want to do that.
What the fuck? You sound like you're black?
Yeah. It's a white dude that talks with a lot of movie theaters.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the white guy in the movie theater.
Unmelanated voice.
It's the white guy in the movie theater that's like, guys, just relax. It's okay that they all laugh.
An unmelanated voice is, fuck, what's his name?
Ralphie May.
No, the black dude.
He has melanin.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
No,
Cat
Morgan Williams. Freeman is an unmelanated voice.
Why?
He sounds so white.
Him?
Really? I don't think he sounds white.
No,
Hold on.
Morgan Freeman sounds like a black man.
The first time I heard him, I was intimidated. That's why I knew he was black.
He sounds like Obama if he didn't have to think so much.
Morgan Freeman does not sound black.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Bro, if he... Okay. Never mind.
No, dude, go for it. If I have to fucking...
No, I can't say that. It's gonna ruin my reputation. Mm-hmm. If it isn't already ruined already.
Yeah, that high standard that you set for yourself.
Yeah, I gotta make myself look good on the internet, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quick question, who gives a fuck, dude?
I don't really.
Anybody that's ever written a paper longer than 2 pages cares about what other people think, I think, mainly. Like, I did my senior thesis, and I didn't write any of it. I just copy and pasted half of it and got a B.
I'm just trying to have fun now. I don't want to have any opinions. The only thing that I want is babes back on Instagram. And that's pretty much it. Just babes back on Instagram. And
I can get behind that. I like that.
I want to say the R word in public. I'd like to do that a little more, to be honest.
What? Retard or rape?
Retard.
Okay.
We don't utter the other R word.
Yeah. I can't really find a reason for me to say that publicly.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'd like to not have somebody be. I don't want anybody to follow police me for saying retard. That's like my biggest thing. Yeah. I want them
to follow me, so it gives me the right to fucking shoot him.
Right.
Hang on. What if you had such like a high standard? You're like, I will never say the word rape, but then you actually get raped, and you're like at the you know, the police precinct. Just trying to, like, talk about what happened here. Like, so I was at a club, right? And something got put in my drink. And the cop's like, okay, like, what happened next? Well, you know, next thing I remember, I was at a house and
I was R-worded. I was R-worded. And they're like, you're retarded?
Yeah. I was like,
retarded?
You got Down syndrome now?
Yeah. Yo, get this bozo out of here, eh? Wasting my time at the goddamn precinct.
Yo.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you know what?
What?
I think after like four beers, beer tastes good.
I think after the first one, it's good.
Really?
If you drink the first one fast enough, it's good.
Well, it depends on the beer. Because like I'm drinking Natural Light right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I drank, I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, god damn it. And the second one I had, I was like, oh, okay, this is what it tastes like.
Yeah, this kind of tastes like bread soda to me.
I mean, that's what it is.
That's basically what beer is.
Yeah. Yo, man, you just reverse engineered beer on the podcast.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, you guys are welcome.
Let's open up a brewery.
Yo, I finally know what beer is made out of.
So, Phil, you're a poster.
I guess you could say I'm a poster.
And an Asian.
Yep.
And an Asian.
Those are two things that we could classify you as.
But I'm half. The other half is
Mexican.
German. And Norwegian.
So you're closely related to Cave, actually.
Oh, the fuck. I'm actually not German.
Welcome to the family, brother.
That was weird.
Shut up. Shut up, Kraut.
That's the handshake as you guys high five from the chest.
Yeah. What you do is you put your arm up and then you touch middle fingertips.
A German high five is a high five in between a wall.
Dude, Vietnamese people are so fucking racist, like, even to their own kind.
Really? You guys call each other gooks and stuff, or?
No, not at all.
Oh.
But, like...
Oh, you look like an asshole now, Clifton.
Yeah, what's with that?
Why do you think they would call each other that?
Can't explain yourself?
Yeah, that's a Vietnamese slur. And
I can't lie. It was very Eastwood, very cool, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm channeling my inner Clint Eastwood today.
Yeah.
you're gonna fuck a chair or whatever you did?
Yeah, I keep calling people... keep calling people zipper heads. I don't know why. I did it at work like 3 times today.
Dude, I've like never gotten offended like when other people call me like gook or like slurs like that, but other Vietnamese people like in Vietnam call me that. Kind of sucks, dude.
Well, yeah, because you're supposed to be homies, right? At least by blood.
Yeah, I mean, I look the part, I guess, but apparently not to them. They can just sniff out a fucking foreigner from like a mile away. They're like dogs, you know.
Dude, whenever Chris calls me a cracker, I think
they try to eat them. You.
No, they... I get it, dude.
Maybe four beers is enough.
Oh, this
four.
Is,
I'm on
this
seven.
Is, wait, you're gonna draw the line on that?
Yeah.
Nah. I love dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's no. Me and Phil are cool. He has my address. He can show up to my house with a gun if he wants to.
I technically have everybody's address already here. But
he's not going to show up at your house. He's going to show up underneath your house.
Yeah, just stay away from the trees in your front door and all that.
Dude, we got to start making some Italian jokes so that we don't look bad.
Yeah. Phil just says to start calling me the N-word. <It's->
Phil's mean to me every day, man.
Dude, I've only been nice to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never seen him be mean to you. Truthfully.
I've never seen him be mean to you. I've just heard him call you short because you keep saying you're taller than he is.
Yeah.
Never been so funny when I stand up.
Hey, let's fast track to a different topic. Let's not get into height on the podcast. Huh?
I think we should talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, Phil,
I think we should talk about it.
Phil, you're what?
I'll tell you, Phil.
All right,
I'm moving down the line. It's okay. How tall are you?
I'm taller than Cave.
Which is?
He's 6'4", or 6'7", I don't remember.
I'm 6'7".
Mm-hmm. That's all you, Cave.
6'8"?
Oh, I'm a proud 5'8 person.
Cave, you are not 6'8".
No, it's crazy. I could see over Chris's head entirely, and I could see a little bit over Phil.
Yeah, you know, that's why Cave's the top in our relationship.
If Cave is 6'8", that means I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah, you could be 7 feet tall. I'm just taller than Phil is all I wanted to say.
You're not.
I definitely am.
You guys should kiss.
Nah.
I'm good. I'll
kissing
pass.
Straight.
Yeah.
Chris will kiss you though, Phil.
No, I won't.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, no, he won't. You won't.
No, I won't.
Yeah. You won't, Chris. You should.
All right, things are getting kind of fucking faggy in here. We need to chill out.
Chris, you should prove that you won't. You won't kiss Phil. I'm like sliding money towards Chris. Yeah, I bet you won't do.
Yeah,
I'll do anything for $20. To be honest with you,
anything.
I mean, I'll do a lot of stuff for $20.
A lot of stuff?
Say something. I might do it for $20.
Would you eat a dog's pussy for $20?
Oh, no, come on, man.
I would.
Commit bestiality.
He said you'd do almost anything, man. I don't know. That was like the craziest shit that came to
I'll do it for free.
Well, that's just... Oh, man. I'm going to say it anyway. That's just dinner for you, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm just baiting you guys into it now.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's gonna report us to the authorities.
Yeah.
We're not gonna
I'm actually gonna give you a medal, honestly.
Medal.
Congrats on the racism.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, is it Vietnam close to North Korea?
Probably. I don't know.
Are you fucking retarded, Chris?
Okay, to be fair though, Asians are better than white people. Like in the hierarchy of like races that are like better than other races.
We're just racist in our own language, so we don't get in trouble.
But like, yeah, like Asian people are better than white people. They do better than white people for sure.
Yeah.
It's like how Cape Town, South Africa is white people's Mecca.
What?
You heard me.
I did not, actually. That's why I said what.
I said Cape Town, South Africa is white people's Mecca.
You're going to have to angle your voice downwards, Chris. Just kind of down.
Okay, am I good? How does this sound now?
That's really funny. That's really funny, dude.
How do I sound that, bud?
I couldn't really hear Phil from all the way down there. I'm going to need him to repeat himself.
Huh?
Yeah, so whatever I said about South Africa, sure. Yeah, whatever. I said it.
South Africa.
Love Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty funny for a guy who
so fun.
Is also racist.
Yeah.
Is it Diane's word or whatever the fuck from South Africa?
Yeah, are they are.
That's pretty cool.
Anteaters?
Yeah, shout out my white people in South Africa.
That's like all of them. Holla. I wonder if we have any South African listeners.
No.
I would be very surprised. I would be very surprised if we had even one.
Well, me too, but...
I would be so surprised if even South Africa could get a podcast here.
Do they even have internet there?
I don't think so.
I mean,
have you ever watched American Idol? Have you ever watched American Idol? That place is a shithole.
The only person I know that lives in South Africa is Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is the best Donald Trump impersonator. In my opinion.
Really?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
I also don't know about that. That is a bullshit take in my eye.
I think Tracy Morgan did better.
Liberal media, Chris.
Yeah,
dude, I'm fucking retard.
Wait, hold on. Okay, real quick. Did you? I know I sent it to Chris, but there's an SNL sketch that came out like last Saturday or something. Not Halloween, but the one before. Where they were like. They did a whole sketch about people making fun of the president being their whole personality.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, who am I gonna hate online now? Well, you know, and like, I don't think they saw the irony in the video. Like, genuinely.
I like the idea of it being hard to find somebody to hate online. As if I don't just have to like scroll three thumbs.
It's so easy to find somebody to hate online, dude. Yeah, I do have it to every find day.
Literally anyone that has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm gonna rock a piss real quick. I'll be right back.
Right. Charlotte Clymer is the funniest person on Twitter right now.
No, I don't hate sex work.
I know. Charlotte Clymer is.
I hate them because they won't have sex with me.
They'll have sex with you for $20, man.
No, they won't.
Charlotte Clymer is drill for.
I will.
Marks. Charlotte Clymer is what?
Drill for blue check marks.
Yeah.
He's on some Adult Swim show now with Derek, right?
Oh, yeah. He has like a whole show.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was funny, to be honest.
Yeah, it was very mid tier.
What's funny is because like he is funny. Like, he is a funny dude.
Oh yeah.
Like, and he like pioneered, honestly, shitposting, to be truthful.
If you're not following Drill, you're not really funny or like have a sense of humor.
What was gay was people being like, oh, you fucking sold out by doing this web series on Adult Swim.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, shut the fuck up.
People were comparing him to like Sam Hyde and shit.
Yeah. Like, sorry he took a fucking opportunity to make any sort of money off his like what 5 million followers or some shit like that.
Yeah.
God forbid he fucking takes a web series at Adult Swim that paid him fucking six figures for 1 year. Like, I don't know. That's just gay. I think it's gay to be like mad at people for taking money and opportunities from like the internet.
Yeah. My goal is to sell out and then vote for the candidate that's going to tax me less.
But sell out so fast. Like, so quickly. It would take almost nothing for me to sell every bit of integrity I have.
What would you guys do if I Jeffrey Toobin'd during the podcast?
Huh? What's Jeffrey Toobin? Oh, dick out. Okay.
Yeah. What would you guys do if I just started like masturbating? Like with the
video just went on video with your dick out?
Yeah, with my dick out.
I mean, there's nothing really for me to do at that point.
I just took a piss. See your dick. And then I like came back and I was like, how funny would that be? If I just
see your dick for a second.
Dick
time.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, because you guys have that weird sharing thing. I don't know, whatever you guys.
You've seen our dick too, Gabe. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
You guys are fucking faggots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we usually what we do is like. I was gonna like go into like some like weird hazing ritual of like. All of us fucking each other. And that's like.
I mean, I don't have anything against faggots, such as. Not near me.
Well, here's. I do have some things against them, you know?
One thing I hate about gay people is the way they talk. You don't have to act like that. I'm sorry. Gay people, if you're out there, you don't gotta talk like that. You know.
Can gay people see color?
No.
No, they're all colorblind. That's why they use the rainbow.
Yeah, when the fuck did they take our goddamn rainbow, man?
It started off as a wholesome promise from God not to kill everyone on Earth. Except for some senile old guy to being like, oh, faggy.
Be honest, guys. 9 beers in an hour too many?
No.
You're caught up. You're gonna slow down now, buddy. Oh. I'm on my 9th. Holy shit, what the fuck?
Dude, I'm fat as fuck.
I'm only on my 6th.
Speed running this shit.
I am so far behind you. I just finished my first drink.
Cave sips one wine claw.
That's right, you're lightweight. So
he's like 30 pounds though, so he just needs to drink 2 white claws and he's fucking.
Hey, not 30, 130. Get it right, dude.
He's like, do you guys think I'm talented?
Dude, I was.
What was that?
No, hold on. I think it's funny that we were talking about how like this Phil episode was going to be problematic from a non host standpoint, but I think Chris and I have been the most racist on the podcast.
Oh yeah, no, like my goal is I've been playing chess this whole time. I've been making you guys look bad. Yeah, trying to take this podcast biggest. Down so I could take over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people can't want trust to take the Asians. Over the podcast.
That was great. I started off speaking to Phil in his native tongue. I was being
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't gonna do it just to make you look bad, but you know.
It's the Who's Hot Pod with
Phil and Gabe. Chinese.
And they just call each other gay for an hour.
Yeah. No, I'm taller, dude. Fuck you.
That's every episode.
Yeah.
That's every time I hop on a call with you guys. I'm just fucking
I know.
Talking shit on Gabe.
I see Phil's in there and I'm like, God damn it. I can't get away from the goddamn guy.
Dude, it legitimately makes me laugh so fucking hard when Cave will say something and then Phil will just be like, shut up.
Everything is Phil will start a whole conversation with somebody in the TL and be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just halfway through it.
Hey, Phil. Just like, hey. What's up? I'm busy. Yeah,
you know what? No, I have a real question for Phil. Do you have a bot monitoring your DMs on Twitter?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I'm just always online.
So you messaged me who goes... Like, I accidentally clicked on the DMs that we had, and it must have showed that I was typing, and you said who goes there at like 10 in the morning, which is crazy for Norway time.
Yeah, I'm always on meth.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
That's what that
is? Nah. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You do meth?
I mean, do I do meth? Or does meth do me?
Ryan. Dude, that's so cool.
No, I don't do meth.
Yeah.
Bro, you just like blew my mind right there, man. Holy shit, man.
Yeah,
have you guys ever like met a meth head?
I've done Adderall for a few months.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Uncle Bob. I'll miss you forever.
No, I don't. Yeah, I've never met a meth head. I know people who know meth heads, though.
Oh, mutual friends of meth heads.
Yeah. Well, I know people who are related to meth heads, too.
Yeah, it's like a Facebook thing. Like, you're friends with someone. And
It's a group of people who are like... trying to find meth head friends or friends with friends who have meth. Yeah,
you know, it'd be awesome. A meth head dating site. That would actually be, it'd be kind of sweet.
It's kind of called Silk Road or some shit.
Isn't that the heroin dealing website?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You're thinking of Parsons Avenue in Columbus, Ohio.
No, I think I'm thinking about the dark web website. Silk Road, where people can buy heroin.
Have you guys ever had run-ins with, like, just actual meth heads on the street?
Yeah, dude.
I don't go outside.
They're just trying to buy.
Bro, yeah. I can't tell who's more, like, persistent. Like, a meth head asking for money or a dog begging for a treat.
on the real, yeah.
Like, honestly, one of them will, or, like, either one will suck your dick. For it, yeah, regardless.
It's a peanut butter.
Yeah.
Except I guess the method doesn't really need anything extra.
Real quick, is it gay with peanut butter?
No, I mean it's never gay.
What's gay with peanut butter? Like a jelly and sandwich?
Like,
or
no, like sucking, like if you suck somebody's dick but their dick is covered in peanut butter, is that gay or?
Oh no.
I feel like it's cool because there's peanut butter on there, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
You got a protective layer over the dick, you know. It depends. It's not gay.
If you're hungry, it's fine. But if you're not hungry, that's gluttonous, and that's a sin against God.
That is true. That is
true. That's right.
So
he's right.
Think about that next time you're slathering it up.
He's right. I'm not even going to cap. You're just straight up. Dude, I'm too drunk.
I know. As soon as you said cap, I knew you were fucked up.
Chris, I would... when I said play catch up, doesn't mean go to the finish line, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Chris just got really good at quap, and he's trucking.
Yeah. You said,
dude, I don't drink like you guys.
Catch up,
I don't
and
know
he's,
what to say.
He ran past all of us.
I smoke weed, man. I smoke it a weed.
Yeah, maybe you should just stick to smoking weed, honestly.
Yeah, keep smoking your fag plant, dude.
Dude, Hey, I didn't do it. I caught up with you guys. I'm like, I'll drink some wheat and barley grass juice. And
what's Gabe's birthday? Dude, I'm straight. I haven't smoked weed all day.
I wouldn't say I'm straight.
What was that, Clifton? I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just said it's your birthday. Like, we're all drinking. I feel like that's fair and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just having fun, dude.
I totally forgot it was Cave's birthday. Happy birthday, Cave.
Thanks, Phil. You're a real friend.
I know. Anyways.
Yeah, speaking of Phil and I's friendship, we actually share a common musical interest.
Chris specifically told us not to talk about EDM or electronic music.
I know, we're not going to talk about it. I was just...
Now you guys go off, I'll pass.
It's so funny. Super stoked
about that. Dude, I know it's bad when I start missing my mouth in the drink.
You guys want to get into the deep cuts, like the 5,000 play SoundCloud songs and mashups?
Ganger Bang. That
Ganger Bang song.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. It's funny because I'm like still like I got my wits about me still, you know what I mean? I'm still hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're still thinking, you're still going.
Yeah, still.
You're still trucking along.
Ganger Bang, you know what I mean? That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of shit coming in and out of this asshole.
You know who couldn't think of something like that? Charlotte Clymer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she couldn't think of that.
Because she's fucking retarded.
She's a woman. She's not funny anymore. I used to love her account, and then she became transgender.
Are you talking about Charlotte Clymer?
I used to love her account, and then she became a woman.
Dude, I was so bummed to find out that she blocked me, but I was also so hyped.
Dude, you know why she blocked you?
No.
She's not shuffling every day, dude.
Yeah, dude. Charlotte Clymer shuffle challenge.
Can't move her legs like that anymore.
Well, it's hard with a dick in there. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blow my nose, guys. Do you mean do it on the mic or do you mean pause?
How about you fucking mute? What kind of question,
dude? Oh my god. Mary, that one socialist fuck girl you. Blocked me.
Don't tell me what to do.
That one retarded socialist gun girl blocked me the other day too.
There's a socialist gun girl.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
I wish I could see how many people have blocked me on Twitter.
Well, I just randomly will see. There is a website, but I also.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, I don't want to use some fucking other site and link my account. I just want to, like, see.
Dude, my account's linked to, like, 5 websites.
Dude, the fucking. So the way that my fucking. Like, how I find out I'm blocked is somebody will quote tweet another tweet, and I'll be like, oh, I can't see that. I wonder if I have them, like, muted, maybe? And I'll, like, look. And, like, it'll be like, you're blocked. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
I'm just like, I would love to see my Twitter family tree. Who is my mom on Twitter? I need to know.
Oh, I never do that shit.
You can have all my passwords to everything.
No, that's how my first account got hacked. So I've just never done that again.
Billy got hacked?
Yeah, dude. I had my first Twitter account, which got hacked because I, like, did one of those APIs. And it was like fishy as hell. And it like fucking just hacked me out of my fucking, it like changed my password as soon as I clicked the link.
It's the Chinese, man.
Dude, yeah.
You guys ever pick your nose and look at it for a minute?
You guys ever wipe your boogers on the wall?
All the time, especially in school. I used to just have boogers all over the desk and class and shit.
Dude, I do.
So you're one of those fuckers.
Yeah, you are a bastard. Sure.
I do pick my nose, though, I'll be honest. Like, even still.
I'm a bad person.
if you say you don't,
yeah,
you're lying.
You're a fucking liar, yeah.
Here's my question. Was anybody like a elastic wristband chewer in school?
Yeah.
No, I was normal.
Yeah, so was I. I'm kind of tossing that out.
I wasn't
in public, but I was in private.
No, I was fully. I was drawn on my hands too. I was full autistic.
Yeah.
It's just like, why is everybody smiling at me?
Yeah. Well, dude, straight up, like, I remember I used to, like, talk to everybody, like, during class, and my teacher would be like, hey, be quiet. And I was like, okay. And then I'd just, like, keep talking to the person next to me. So they'd have to move
me. Can you believe this fucking teacher, dude?
Yeah. So they'd move me, and then I'd, like, just talk to the other person until they moved me again. And then they just kept moving me. And then eventually every kid in school, like, hated me for some reason. And so I just, like, never talked to anybody.
Angering.
I remember this kid in my Spanish class. It was, like, a wristband chewer. But he would, like, make noise when he did it, too. It was just so awful.
It's like you would just get your time sweatshirt for, like, a sleeve, right?
What was that?
Math,
you mean, like, a sweatshirt, like, elastic sleeve, right?
No. I mean, like, the, like, Lance Armstrong, like, Livestrong bracelets.
Oh, those aren't elastic. Those are rubber.
I probably fucked that up, but yeah, rubber.
I never really chewed those. Well, I chewed some of those, but like
I'm a lover, never fuck without a rubber.
Damn, I really was retarded as a kid, huh?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it's shit. You're autistic as shit now.
Yeah,
get fixated on shit and worry about it.
Yeah,
smoking a cig inside right now.
God, I'm so jealous.
That's so cool.
Yeah, want to come over?
Yeah, what kind of cigarette is it?
It's Parliament's.
Oh, so you do cocaine?
No.
The receded filter? I wish
I could smoke weed without half my ass cheek on the windowsill.
What?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Get
your own with place. His parents, so he's got to smoke and blow out the window.
Dude, I'm just gonna double fist, start smoking cigs inside and throwing the fucking butts on the floor.
You do that, I will beat the shit out of you in your sleep.
I'm like, look, what are you gonna fucking do? I have a gun.
I'm gonna put them all in a cup and then I'm gonna hold your mouth open and dump them in there when you're asleep.
That for real is the goal, though, is to have a house that I can throw cigarette butts on the floor.
All right, hold on, guys. Bad. If we all get a place, we are not throwing cigarette butts on the floor.
No. I mean, like, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I want to be able to smoke a cigarette in my house, throw it on the floor, and just put it out. Yeah.
Then just like,
yeah, you know, don't let Kay ruin the fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have Phil move in or visit with us once.
Yeah.
We're all just smoking in the house, and Cave gets home from his. Whatever fucking job.
Yeah.
His job at the other airport.
And then I fucking kill him when he gets.
Dude.
And it's getting shot by party. Phil as soon as I walk in the door.
And then we play Imogen Heap's hide and seek immediately.
Then we all watch the Emoji Movie together.
Yo. That actually would be kind of bomb. You guys ever watch the Angry Birds movie?
No.
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
The Angry Birds movie. Coming out of the Who Up camp, the Angry Birds movie is good.
Have you guys seen Django Unchained?
I love Django Unchained.
I like him when he's rechained.
That's a good movie. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the...
I didn't giggle at that, for the record.
That's the Borog, right?
Why'd your mic go mute when I said that?
So he can take...
Yeah, well, we know it wasn't to blow your nose, because you have no problem doing that in the middle of a goddamn podcast. So.
Dude, that was so funny. The listeners are going to love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be laughing with you, Chris.
Yeah.
No, I want them to laugh at me. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care if they're laughing at me with me, as long as I'm getting the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's fair. I'm almost
Seen Rick and Morty, the episode where he turns into a pickle?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. Something else.
I really like that episode. Because that's when he's like, Morty, come into the garage. And then Morty goes out to the garage. He's like, oh, Rick, where are you?
What are you, a dick? Are you going to be an alien penis?
He's a fucking pickle, dude.
He's like, I'm Pickle Rick. And then he like burps or whatever. I don't know.
That's such a good episode, dude. Dude,
I'll never write anything as good as that.
I love Rick and Morty.
I love Rick and Morty, man.
Yeah, I love Rick
Unironically,
Morty.
It is a good show.
It is a good show.
There's
just
some
cringe.
Gay people who suck.
Well, yeah.
Who like it.
Suck and fuck.
Sucking and fucking. Gay people who are sucking and fucking Rick and Morty.
It's like how Game of Thrones is so good, but they're just people that are like, I am a part of the house of.
What?
Just like kill yourself, dude.
Wait, who should kill themselves?
People that like identify with different Game of Thrones houses, or like people that are like, I'm a Slytherin.
Yeah, those people are gay.
Enjoy the fucking movie. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, what a fucking Ravenclaw move.
Yeah,
do.
For real. What a fucking Hufflepuff retard move. To...
I saw a card that said Muggle on board, and it's just like, kill yourself.
Oh, yeah,
I hope that baby dies.
Hit it. Hit the car. I like.
I thought about rewriting them.
I like how J.K. Rowling made her own slur.
What?
Like, yeah, well, for the Harry Potter books, she made up mudblood for muggle-born wizards or witches.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of respect that. Like, I wish...
She's based as fuck.
I wish I could make my own slur.
I think, you know what we should do? We should brainstorm right now and come up with one.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not creative enough. I don't know what it would be for, but... Well, what's
it's gotta have enough racism in your heart.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have at least two syllables. I think every good slur has two syllables.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Gook is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Yeah.
What if they said instead of book, they said book?
Book? Book is actually a pretty goddamn good one.
That is a pretty good one.
That's so goddamn all right. Funny to pronounce gook as gook.
I'm going to start saying like that.
Yeah, every Who Up listener, we're going to start referring to you guys as books from now on.
Books.
Yeah, we could come in on the next episode. What's up, books?
We can call Brazilian people books.
Ooh, yeah, because they do have eyes.
Yeah. What?
What?
I'm going to go grab a couple more drinks.
You have to do a double take on that.
Then I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
Dude, I drink 11 beers. I haven't stopped. I'm just fucking...
Oh my God. I'm on my 10th. But
I'm working on the ninth still.
Yeah. Dude, I have a water bottle or something.
Oh, goddamn. I think books would be pretty good for like white people too, though. Because they dress up like ghosts sometimes.
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Books kind of sounds like kind of badass, if you ask me.
Yeah. It sounds racist, though. I wonder what other words.
There's so many words out there, man.
Sound better.
So many words in the dictionary.
Like a. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with a, or doesn't
trigger.
Rhyme, but like, yeah, that's the first one that popped in my head, but I didn't want to do it. Yeah, what if we just started saying trigger? Yeah.
Trigger Dre. Dre songs. I'm just doing word
association.
Next at this point, yeah.
Anytime, yeah, anytime someone says a word, you're like, I know a word that popped into my head right now.
It's so funny because you guys are like, yeah, I drink every night. I'm a functional alcoholic. And I'm just like, I'll catch up with you guys.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know what? I think I'll get there too as well.
I got too drunk on Halloween, man. It was so bad.
You went to Halloween?
Yeah, I went to a Halloween party with
Hunty, that is not safe.
No, well, they're all people I knew, and it wasn't like a big deal. Everybody was.
Doesn't matter. You're canceled. I'm not your friend anymore.
All right, well, that's
fine. I also went to a Halloween party.
But yeah, I drank
in Norway.
I drank so many fucking beers, and then I smoked some weed and some cigarettes.
So went out for Devers night.
Did some coke and then
laid on. I drank some Coca-Cola.
I puked.
Had
all over
some
the floor.
Candy corn.
It was so bad. You had some candy.
Are we talking about what we did for Halloween?
Yeah.
I went bar hopping. probably hit like 10 of those bitches.
Got ID'd at every single one.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yo, Mac Miller, you're
free. Yo, Mac.
Oh fuck, that's Mac Miller, dude.
Yeah, dude, I got in for free at all the cool clubs.
I could have sworn you had that fentanyl over those, dude. That's crazy.
You gotta find I got
to perform
baby.
Donald Trump like 100 times.
Cave, you gotta find a nice Italian baddie who does blackface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then you can be Mac Miller and
you got
Ariana
Grande. Dick start hurting.
Yeah, I hate when my dick start hurting when I gotta piss.
No, what?
When I just start pissing myself.
Dude, if I stand up, it's gonna get so much worse.
Dude, that's why I wear a swimsuit all the time.
Then I wish I could do a catheter.
Piss my pants, and then I can just wash them, and they're fine.
There is a powered bottle here. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, so are the only Italians in here Clay and Cave?
No, just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
Cave's a fucking kraut, and I'm
not
Italian.
I'm not a kraut. I'm a mix, dude. I got native blood running through my veins.
He's got as much native blood as Elizabeth Warren does.
I got as much native blood as the chief of the tribe.
Right, I thought she was black.
Elizabeth Warren? Yeah, well, kind of.
She's part of the Green Party.
Well, she says the N-word.
Sure.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right. we could make a much shorter list of people that don't say
it. Yeah.
All right, live reaction, Chris Nanny got for the first time in that one.
Rachel Dolezal doesn't say the N-word.
I don't say the N-word.
She's a black activist.
Rachel Dolezal is uncomfortable with saying the N-word, which I think is very funny because she is a black woman.
I would love the idea of coming out to the press and be like, saying the N-word is not okay with me.
Yeah. I mean, I relate.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Rachel Dolezal are basically the same person. We both don't say the N-word, and we're both black.
Yeah.
I'm like I
Rachel
wish I was black.
She was Native American.
No, Kamala Harris is Native American.
Okay, then I'm like Kamala Harris.
She's actually not. She's the other kind of Indian.
Yeah, same thing.
Right.
All people came from the same place. So like,
I mean,
can we talk about how hot Ivanka Trump is?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, let's talk.
Holy shit, dude!
Ivanka Trump is unrealistically hot.
People beg on Trump for saying that his daughter's attractive, right?
Yeah, if I was Trump, dude.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Scott and Lucky, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how she got all of his good genes.
Could you imagine just like going to Christmas and having just so much goddamn eye candy?
No, I can't.
Yeah, that's what Trump gets. So
not that my family's ugly or anything, but like they're not that good looking. You know?
Are they Jewish?
No, we're Italian and Polish and Irish.
Hmm.
What's the last one?
Irish.
Oh, Irish.
So it's like
they said dire or some shit, like some fucking.
Oh no, it's like Irish people. So it's like we're retarded, and then we're Italian.
Irish people, or as I like to say, the black people of Europe.
They are really. I mean, here's the thing. I'm also not really Italian. I'm Sicilian, which is like the black people of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wasn't talking about us being indentured, it feels like.
What?
Talking about Sicilians.
Yeah. Sicilians were indentured.
Sicilian defense and chess.
Sicilian sounds a lot like sissy.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Sicilian defense and chess?
Yeah.
What is, hold on, what is that?
So it's, you just tip your king over right away?
Okay, no.
So we throw tomatoes at the other pawns or whatever the chess mates are called.
It's like it's like a chess like opening.
You know, I have a question for Phil. Were you ever in like a chess club in school or anything like that? When did you get into chess?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
Like
when you were younger?
Nah.
Should I?
I was playing the piano when I was younger.
Hey, how long so did you funny. Play piano?
What?
How long did you play piano?
Since I was 8 months old.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus. I started in first grade, so I...
No, I'm just kidding. I don't play the piano.
Phil's parents were beating him, making him play the piano before he was 1 year old.
Using the Suzuki method, which is
really not racist.
Phil has both of his pinkies broken because he missed a note.
No, it's because of the railroad tracks, man.
That's what happens when you're building.
I forgot we did that, guys. About the whole railroad tracks and stuff. That was real bad of us.
That was almost as bad as the camps.
I'd like to come out and officially apologize.
Should I get autistic about chess next? Should that be my next...
Should we talk about the chess games we played?
Dude, you fucking kicked my ass.
You guys played chess?
Yeah. He kicked my fucking ass. What, both games?
Shit.
Yeah, I think we played two, and then I got too drunk.
Yeah, because I was like, rematch, and you're off. Like, no. And then you, like, left.
I'll play chess with Phil sometime. I
love chess. I just...
Oh, that's so cute.
I'd probably get my ass kicked.
It's what goes first, liquor or beer?
Beer both. Before liquor, never sicker. Liquor after beer, always in the clear.
I thought it was both
shots
before.
For Chris.
Liquor before beer, because I'm not a fucking queer.
Hell yeah.
You guys hear my dog squeaking his toy?
Yes.
I thought that was just you rocking.
Oh,
wait,
it's the other way around.
I don't know,
I'm drunk.
It's beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
In the clear, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I fuck it up then? Yeah. I might have fucked that up.
You said after for the...
Okay,
but
gotcha.
I think it's
before. Easy. It's easy to make that switch.
Can we talk about how funny, ridiculous this is?
Excuse me?
Yo, Cave. Or not Cave.
Dude, I do that too, Phil.
Why all three of you guys' names starts with a K? That's kind of epic.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Damn, I never thought about that.
We
should have
named
cool.
the podcast
Chris Clay.
K-K-K. Fuck.
Yo, that's
Chris
crazy.
Clay.
K-K-K, a new podcast name.
For the KKK. Cool.
You guys are welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to actually have to ask you guys to pay up. For helping you come up with that name.
Dude,
you can get 10% of the Patreon money we make this month. So here's $8.
Is that really 10%?
Hey. That's 10%. Yeah, we make like $78, so it'd be $80. We're like being
generous. Yeah.
Damn, you guys are rich.
Hey, we have to shout out the Patreon members on this episode.
Oh, shit, you're fucking right.
Let's fucking do that. Let's fucking do it, baby.
We'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
Okay.
So are we at an hour yet?
Oh, my God.
Now I'm just going to do it with the piss wolf.
I was just about to
say right. He's so right about it, too, mm-hmm. is the funniest part. He's like, that is just fucking stupid.
I forgot to ask that 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. We didn't make that bit.
Yeah, Wolf, I tried to fix it, but you know Chris.
Yeah, Chris anyway, hates having a good product.
As you know, we filmed this at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, so you right, know, everybody knows the election results of Kanye Omarion West winning the election.
What if, like, actually, that'd be sick.
I'd actually be so happy. I hope he gets enough votes where, like, he gets some funding or, like, third parties get some funding.
I think what he should do is he should, like, he was talking on Joe Rogan about being governor of California, potentially. I think he should do that. Get some, like, experience and then try again.
Well, in classic Kanye style, he shot for the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
You can. Are what you say you are.
I just want some Yeezys.
Dude, I fucking wish, bro.
Kanye can make us communists and we all get Yeezys for clothes. Like,
just kidding, I hate Yeezys. Because that's make the fucking everything. I
only wear white Air Force Ones.
I just really like how they look like a Bionicle shoe. I think it's cool, man.
I wouldn't know. I wear flip flops.
God, of course you do.
You do?
No socks or socks?
With socks.
Yep. Yep.
Nike Elites, I assume.
Nah, no. The Adidas slides.
Dude, I used Checks. To wear Nike Elites.
Okay, stripes. That's actually fair, though. I respect the. I respect the slides more than I respect the, like, in between the toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, I just call them all flip flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
The feeler shoes, they're just like toe shoes.
Yeah. I finally bought slides this year for the first time, and I love them.
Dude, I got.
Imagine you get robbed by a dude wearing feeler toe shoes.
I'd probably kill myself.
You know,
I just got robbed by a faggot.
Imagine the dude pulls out and he limp wrists a gun at you. You're just like, fuck.
Yeah, he like he shoots you like in the fucking ankle or something.
On accident, he meant to go for your head. He just fucking cannot hold the gun up straight.
Because he's a faggot, yeah.
A fucking homo, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Like, give me your money.
I got the... Sweetheart,
this is a stick.
Put it in the Michael Kors bag, hurry.
Hurry, we have Birkin. So I got the list pulled up here of all the people.
Oh, you have the list? Okay.
Yeah, I got the list.
Lizzo.
Should we start with the older people or the newer people?
Absolutely.
Older, but I also want to give a special shout out to our newest patron, Mel Gibson, the real actor Mel Gibson.
That's pretty cool.
Also, thank you, Lizzo, for subscribing to the podcast. Yeah.
Yo, Lizzo? Did?
Yeah.
Lizzo. That's why I believe wrote her in, bro. That's crazy.
Believe it or not, Lizzo loves the Who Up podcast.
We gotta get her on, man.
Fat black chick?
Yeah, who has amazing music.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her in concert once.
She makes music? What the fuck?
Oh, man, for the madness.
Dude, she just got famous for being...
She's black.
Being fat
black. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what a lot of black people are famous for.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God this is the end of the episode.
Wait, I didn't mean that to be racist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
No, that's... Yeah, that's fucking actually hilarious. All right. So, huge thanks to all of our patrons. Ebo, Katie, Kale, Sav, Will, Wolf, Claire, Rain, Jake, Lisbeth, Rob, Colton, and Chris.
I forgot.
Oh, shit. Wait a second.
No relation.
Is that non-binary Rain? The stereotypical Gemini? Oh, yeah. Shout out to them for the $2 for the pussy, too.
This motherfucker really gets, like, a personal shout out on the episode. in addition to plugging.
Shout out him on the podcast because he decided to contribute $1.
giving everybody 33 cents. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm gonna subscribe to the $30 tier so I can start telling you guys what we're gonna do on the podcast.
We're gonna stop calling me short, and we're gonna stop interrupting me when I say something stupid.
No more fucking guests.
Yeah. We're doing two episodes a week. One of those episodes is just me. The Tuesday episode, no one else is in the Discord but me.
Cave's clearly walking around a room ranting at a microphone.
Yeah.
I don't think about trans people.
Hey, I would never say that.
I would.
Yeah, but you're in Norway. It's different there.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it funny that gay people are faggots? And then somebody's like, this you? And it's Cave saying something stupid.
They're like, yeah, how'd you find that? Good job.
How'd you know this?
Yeah, they're like, damn, I thought I'd clear my Twitter. Shit, good job.
So, Phil, you got anything you want to plug or anything?
Yeah, Katie. And nah, Lazy Phil on Twitter. No vowels.
Epic. Yeah, LZY.
LZY.
PH. There's an I in that, right?
Nope.
But there's because no it's I. Phil, you can switch the L's to R's.
Right. That's true.
I'll link it in the description here.
Fair enough.
Thanks for coming on, man. We'll probably have you back on at some point if you want to.
Oh, yeah. I'm down whenever. I'm not, like, drunk or fishing.
Sick.
Be not drunk. Sure. Never doing this again. I'd like to apologize from the this podcast.
Chris, you got Chris is so plugs, fucking Chris? Drunk.
A plug?
Yeah.
Here's a plug. Follow me on Twitter, dude. You love me.
Yeah.
What's your at, Chris?
$1 sign, baby. It's the Twitter account that has clear mental breakdowns.
Cool. So, yeah, if you're looking for that, follow Chris. And if you're looking for something that is not that at all, follow me at KPVQN. And
oh, yeah, okay. Like, people don't remember Woke Lettuce God's tweets.
Who?
I think he deleted
them. Oh, fucking hates me.
I think he deleted all those ones.
Oh, you deleted all those? See, I don't delete anything.
No, they probably still exist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd like to plug my t-shirts on Teespring. They're in my bio. I'd also like to plug my Twitter at @clay_pnc.
Also, when are you going to pay me for making those shirts?
Yeah, you know, so, you know how, like...
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right, we can. I'll get. We'll talk about it afterwards.
It was every
damn shuffering.
Yeah, follow me on TikTok at @clay.png. I just had a viral on there. It was pretty sick.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's like if this message pops up to you, this is what it was meant for you. I made 3 separate ones of these. It's just like you're gay.
Yeah, and they're all of them are you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, join the Patreon if you want to. We get worse on there, surprisingly.
Somehow.
Yeah. I'm gonna play us out with a song that Phil's been playing in here. So thanks for being on, Phil.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun.
Yeah, I guess it's so good.
Pop another beer bottle here.
It's time. And since we're filming this at 9 a.m. On Wednesday, congratulations to Kanye West!
Woo!